This week on The Art Beat, we're joined by the president and CEO of LexArts, Nan Plummer, and Nathan Zamaron, the community arts director for LexArts. Special occasion coming up on March 17th through the 19th. It's a art showcase weekend. How long have you guys been doing this as a showcase?
It's been going on for quite a number of years. We had done it leading up until 2010 and then took a little break around our Horse Mania events and then brought it back just a few years ago. So it's been going this last session. I think this is the third or fourth year we've done it in a row. But it really is building a following and has a lot of participation from the arts community.
If people are used to coming to Gallery Hop, how different is this experience from a normal Gallery Hop?
This is where Gallery Hop, you're kind of trying to see as many different sites as possible in that three-hour period. You know, people typically stay for about 10 minutes at each site. This, you're kind of slowing down the pace just a little bit, maybe staying in each spot for a half hour or so. So the activities are really broken up in about half-hour increments. We plan to come in for an hour or two, a couple hours, and see several different acts. It's really about the cross-pollination and kind of getting exposure from one genre of the arts to the other. So you come for a ballet and you get to see some or hear some chamber music.
Nan, how many artists and organizations are participating in the Arts Weekend?
That's a great question. I haven't counted them all up, but most, if not all of them, are organizations that are funded in part through the annual Fund for the Arts campaign. And this weekend is a celebration of the launch of that annual campaign. The kickoff is also a public event that people are welcome, more than welcome to attend. It's on Tuesday, March 14th. At Hagen Auditorium at Transylvania at 5:30 p.m., an evening performance, which is a little bit of a change-up. Transy is on spring break. You can park there. So we hope people will come to see a miniature showcase all in the course of an hour of some more of the wonderful arts organizations that LexArts donors fund with their generosity.
How do people find out about getting tickets for that event on that Tuesday?
That is a free event. You can just come to Hagen Auditorium and we will be glad to see you.
And it's kind of a preview of what will happen over the weekend.
That's right. I don't think there's a lot of overlap, is there, Nathan?
Some of the groups that are performing at the kickoff are not performing later. So you can come to both events and get to see fresh stuff. But it is condensed down into just a 1 hour. You're going to see about 12 different or several different acts, about 12 or so different acts.
Yeah, there's a little speechifying. We'll present an award, but we'll hear from the North Limestone Music Works, wonderful young string players. Curtin Cremena's Unlearned Fear and Hate project will be there for people to interact with in an interesting way. Peter Pan Jr., an excerpt from that by the Lexington Children's Theater, and Youth Howl, Carnegie Center's youth poetry group, will also be performing.
And all these events are happening at different places in the city. It looks like you've got many locations, including the Lyric and the Ferris Theater, Downtown Arts Center, of course. I guess it's essential to really pick up one of those brochures to find out where to be and what you want to see.
Right. The only thing at Transy is the kickoff on Tuesday. And then, Nathan, why don't you run off that list?
Sure. Yeah. Friday night really, you know, is all over town. And that's because the Gallery Hop is that evening. So we'll have between 40 and 50 venues participating, showing local visual art on display. And some of those are going to have musical performances and things. There's a great activity happening at Living Arts and Science Center from 6:45 to 7:45. Carla Gover is going to be doing a kind of a sing-along, which is going to be a lot of fun. So I encourage you to bring, if you're getting your family out, go check that one out. But you can get all of the showcase weekend information on our website at lexarts.org. There is a mobile app that you can interact with. Get that on your phone. That'll help you explore the weekend. And there's a printable PDF brochure that you can get as well. We will have hard copies of the brochure at Arts Place and at each of the venues about a week in advance. So if you're out and about, feel free to go by and pick up one of those. You can plan out your routes for the weekend.
We've had lots of great help putting these events together, not only the couple of dozen performing and literary groups and visual arts organizations that have helped us, also Kentucky Bank sponsoring our kickoff on Tuesday the 14th, and Macy's sponsoring the whole weekend of Art Showcase Weekend and all these great performances.
It's a great opportunity for people who've been around town for a long time but maybe don't get downtown as much. And it's also for people who maybe are just now experiencing what Lexington has to offer, whether they've just moved here or new to the area. This is a great opportunity to see what Lexington is all about in all its different forms.
I remember very well how important Art Showcase Weekend was for me to get to see some of the groups that LexArt supports, because I'd only been in town for a couple of months, really, at LexArts when we did the first, I guess, revival of Art Showcase Weekend in, was it February of 2015? And I don't know if any of you listening remember, but it was a pretty snowy February. We had a couple of feet of snow on the ground and a little glaze of ice, but people came out anyway, and it was a great weekend. We're supposed to have pretty normal weather.
That's my understanding, yeah. Of course, it's almost, I mean, you could call it spring-like weather.
Oh, which... Let's call it spring-like weather. I'm going for that.
That's going for spring-like weather, absolutely. And that's going to make it all that much better for people when they're walking around and they're checking out these different venues, the different things that are happening, all the different activities. That's the thing that really excites me is I like hands-on stuff. Mm-hmm. I like things that where you can participate. Looks like there's a lot of opportunity for that.
Yeah. One of the other interesting ones is at Lexington Ballet Company on, I believe this is Saturday, from 1 to 2 p.m. is going to be doing an interactive movement class with Louis Dominguez. So that's going to be a fun one to attend. Out at the Heedley Whitney, there's Collage of Bibelot, so you can make a small sculpture out there with the museum staff. So there's lots of interactive, engaging projects. Activity Sunday, some are going to occur at the Downtown Arts Center. We have a guitar duo, 1:30 to 2:30. There is Arabesque Dance. World Dance is going to be doing a dance at the at Arts Place from 2 to 2:30.
This is very different from ballet.
Central Kentucky Youth Orchestras will be doing a Friends in Music recital, and that's at the Downtown Arts Center as well. And then Lexington Theater Company is going to do a showcase from 3 to 3:30. And then finally, there's a tango. Lex Tango will be performing at Arts Place, and that will be an interactive dance as well.
Nan, I wanted to ask you, since you know, you are relatively new to the area, have you seen a fair amount of growth in the art scene here in Lexington since
Yes.
you've been here?
Yes, I have seen growth in the art scene since I've been here. It was pretty exciting back in late 2014 when I got here, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to come. But I've seen a surge, if you will, of smaller arts organizations coming forward, ethnically and culturally diverse. I've seen our larger organizations that we've funded for years doing truly innovative programming, both on stage and in interaction with the audience. So it's a very exciting time here in Lexington.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a great occasion on March 17th through the 19th. You can get out there and find out all the things that are happening in the different organizations and in various fields of art, which is really exciting, whether it's performing arts or with visual arts. You've got sculpture and printmaking, virtual reality art, which is a whole new world.
Virtual reality art, literary arts, a lot of vocal music as well as instrumental music, and exotic dance as well as classical ballet. It's quite a variety.
And again, how do people find out more about it if they want to see, if they want to pick up one of those programs? Or
You can drop by Arts Place and pick up a program. We'll have them a week before the event. Or you can go on lexarts.org, and there's going to be an online version of that guide and an interactive mobile app.
Nathan, Nan, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
I'm Joe Conkright for 91.3 WUKY.